Planck was a schoolboy when he first encountered the law of the conservation of energy. It struck him like a revelation, he said later, because it possessed absolute universal validity, independently from all human agency. It was the moment he caught a glimpse of the eternal, and from then on he considered the search for absolute or fundamental laws of nature as the most sublime scientific pursuit in life. Now Planck was just as spellbound reading Clausius's formulation of the second law of thermodynamics. Heat will not pass spontaneously from a colder to a hotter body. The later invention of the refrigerator illustrated what Clausius meant by spontaneously. A refrigerator needed to be plugged into an external supply of energy, in this case electrical, so that heat could be made to flow from a colder to a hotter body. Planck understood that Clausius was not simply stating the obvious, but something of deep significance. Heat, the transfer of energy from A to B due to a temperature difference, explained such everyday occurrences as a hot cup of coffee getting cold and an ice cube in a glass of water melting. But left undisturbed, the reverse never happened. Why not? The law of conservation of energy did not forbid a cup of coffee from getting hotter and the surrounding air colder, or the glass of water becoming warmer and the ice cooler. It did not outlaw heat flowing from a cold to a hot body spontaneously, yet something was preventing this from happening. Clausius discovered that something and called it entropy. It lay at the heart of why some processes occur in nature and others do not. When a hot cup of coffee cools down, the surrounding air gets warmer as energy is dissipated and irretrievably lost, ensuring that the reverse cannot happen. If the conservation of energy was nature's way of balancing the books in any possible physical transaction, then nature also demanded a price for every transaction that actually occurred. According to Clausius, entropy was the price for whether something happened or not. In any isolated system, only those processes, transactions, in which entropy either stayed the same or increased were allowed. Any that led to a decrease of entropy were strictly forbidden.